America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last time we saw them, do you know how many touchdowns we scored? Anybody?
None. It was all defense. It was Jesse Bates, right?
No offensive touchdowns. Okay? So, we are a completely different team. Obviously, you look at week four and you go, all right, what the hell happened? Since then, Kirk Cousins is, you know, second in passing only to Lamar Jackson, and we've talked about him being the MVP. Here's the deal, Mike. We got to open up this thing early. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to run the football. I think we're doing a great job of that, Bijan and Tyler Algier. But I also think we have a shot to take some shots, pardon the pun, down the field, whether it's Darnell or Ray-Ray. But the Drake London injury, and we don't know right now. We'll see if he plays. My guess is if Grady's going to play, Drake's going to try to be out there. But if he's not 100%, how much do you want to get him involved?
And our buddy D. Led just posted a video on his Twitter page from the AJC saying that he looks a little tight to me, Carl, with that hip corner. So I don't know if D is an orthopedist, but he looks a little tight. So if he's running the route, you can judge for yourself. At least he's trying to get out there on Thursday. But here's the thing. We did hear that Kyle Pitts had a hamstrung. So Pitts has
Come on, man, stop playing with my emotions.
Pitts has got a hamstring, and Drake has a hip pointer, which means Darnell Mooney and Ray-Ray become like one and two, and there's other guys, Kadarrell Hodge, and then certainly you could use Bijan. You could certainly put Bijan out wide if you wanted to,
yep.
And I'd like to see them do that.
We saw that against the Cowboys.
It's imaginative, and it works, and it creates mismatches. I love it. But anyway, Drake being out, though, that's a huge target with a gigantic catch radius, not have – for Kirk Cousins, and if Pitts goes out too, it's similar but different. So that's concerning.
Well, yeah, but listen, all those potential things you can try to do on Sunday are great. I think, you know, you could argue Darnell, obviously, this season, but I think as far as just hands, Mike, and trusting a wide receiver, I don't know if Kirk trusts a wide receiver more on this team than he does right now with Drake. Just throwing it up and throwing it in there and letting him go make a play. He's tied for fourth in the league in receptions. We're talking about Drake, 48. Tied for third in touchdowns, 5. Mm-hmm. So he's on his way to 10 or more touchdowns, a double-digit touchdown season for Drake London. Again, if he stays healthy, and that's a big part of this. But he caught another one on Sunday, and I just feel like he's on this roll right now. I'd love to see him be able to overcome this and just be out there. But the problem is, okay, what if he lands on this damn hip again?
Hip pointer, man, it's ice and rest, basically, like anything else. And I don't know, man. I'd love to see, you know, this team be as dynamic as we've seen it. But, you know, Darnell Mooney, can you do it with smaller guys? I guess is the question. With Darnell Mooney, who we mentioned earlier, with Ray-Ray McCloud. Kadarrell's not the biggest guy.
Stretch the field?
I mean, we know they can stretch the field, but can you do the things you want to do in that offense and get those ball into some of those windows? Because it's not like every throw that Kirk was to Drake is a high point, but the touchdown sure was.
Yes, it was.
He would have been made in a super athletic point catch and perhaps resulted in the hit point or injury.
I'll tell you, I think, and this is a conversation I was having with somebody about Mooney's route running. We are maybe not paying enough attention to how well he's running routes and getting open and allowing Kirk Cousins to deliver the ball where he wants to. And that is really on the wide receiver, and I think Darnell Mooney's doing a really good job of that. Mike, I think you can. I don't know if they will. And you know, Rod's always saying this, right? Well, the game will dictate what we do. And, right. You know, if we need Cousins to throw for 500, he'll throw for 500. If they allow us to run it, we'll run it.
Right.
Okay,
and
fine.
That's cool.
That's fine. I just feel like, though, if you really want to put the pressure on the Saints, let's bust this thing open early. That's what I'm getting to.
Right.
Like, let's attack. Make some shots down the field. I think their secondary is not good. They got a lot of issues. I don't think their secondary is that good, with or without Drake on the field. And if he is, that is why I want to go after these guys.
And we said it earlier, part of the problem they're having with their defensive line is Cam Jordan just not the same player this year. It's really kind of the production has just dropped off.
I mean,
I'm not going to put him under the ground just yet because he's had a career against us.
No, he's been great, and he's talked a lot of trash. But now when you get old and you look it, right. We can say it. I mean, that's kind of what it looks like.
Father Time is undefeated.
It looks like his get-off, he doesn't have any get-off anymore.
Right. What happens to a lot of guys his age?
It does. But listen, he's had a Hall of Fame-type career, right?
Right.
There's no doubt about Cam Jordan. But their D-line doesn't scare me. It didn't scare me with Marcus Davenport on it.
No.
They don't have anybody right now.
Who?
Marcus Davenport.
I said who?
Yeah, you remember.
Well,
they don't have anybody up front. Hendrickson's gone. He's been gone for years now, right. And he's in Cincinnati. Mike, even when he was there, he was their best pass rusher. And I said this to Saints fans, and they were all about, it's Davenport. He's terrible, and he's hurt again. They don't have anybody.
But I just feel, we said, we're just talking to a couple of guys at the bar during the commercial break, Taysom Hill, everybody kind of nods. Say Taysom Hill, it's like a ghost story. Guys like, Taysom Hill. Because the things they've been able to do.
Do you remember that time?
Yeah.
Remember that
time we were like an 8-point favorite against the Saints and he beat us?
Remember that time he ran out? It was a sweet play and he broke 8 tackles.
Yeah, and he carried 8 guys in the end zone.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's just
that's the guy. He's like Paul Bunyan for them. And I do think that, it's one thing, with perhaps Dennis Allen out. I don't know, does Clint Kubiak go a little bit deeper into his playbook and create some new unscouted looks for the Falcons? That's a concern. And also momentum and the home field advantage with the Saints. Yes, there'll be less Saints fans there, but there'll still be a raucous crowd. It's the most intimidating environment when it's cooking is the Superdome. So you know how that momentum can shift down there.
I am really curious what all these people are going to be doing on a Sunday if they're not at a Saints game. I mean, let's be honest. There's not a whole lot to do.
Well,
it's New Orleans. Let's be honest.
Well, there's a couple of things. They'd obviously waiting tables at Cafe Du Monde.
Okay.
They'd be maybe cleaning some of the grease traps.
Yes.
At Acme Oyster Bar.
Or maybe cleaning the streets there.
Well, the street sweepers.
Okay.
Window tinting.
Okay.
A garbage collection. Although, that's a good gig. It pays good.
No, it does.
But, but mostly, I would say Saints fans are generally, Carl, as a rule, living in their Paris homes.
Hi, Saints fans. How are you guys doing?
For the most part, it's like, hey, mama, I'm going to go down to Porto, see if I can find 2 cheap tickets. You ain't going to watch that foosball, Bobby.
Bobby Boucher.
What are they from Metairie or from our buddy Trusty from Gentilly?
You keep saying that all week. Yeah. Like, there probably won't be that crowd. I'm like, what are all these
they are still going to be there because they live to beat the Falcons because they have nothing else in their lives.
They
That's why some of those people that can't afford rent put money together, going to have a plane to fly around that said 23. So at the end of the day, it's still a rivalry game. That's what, Coach was yesterday acutely aware of. You cannot count those guys out regardless of the injuries or the turmoil of the coaching position.
404-726-0929. And if you're not getting us, yes, we take shots at the Saints fans.
Right.
Because we can.
It's the best rivalry in the NFL. It's better than the Bears and Packers. It just is. It's the rivalry with sauce. Hot sauce.
And soul. You're absolutely right. All right, 404-726-0929. We're talking about the Falcons. These are just things we'd like to see them potentially do in this game. But I just don't want you guys to forget, we didn't score an offensive touchdown. And we're a much better offensive team right now than we were. We got to get after these guys offensively and get in the end zone a few times.
Well, again, I mean, is Drake, even if you use Drake London as a decoy, I haven't heard much. We're waiting for the today's edition of the injury report. If D-Led is listening, what's that, Mike? What does Pitts look like? How's Pitts? I'll get on it. I mean, see if Pitts hammy. Because a hamstring injury
takes... Don't send us a steel picture of him either.
Text D-Led right now.
Don't send us a steel of Pitts saying, here he is. We know what he looks like. I want to know how he's running.
Well, he does have a video out there, but, I mean, Drake does look... I will agree with D. He looks a little stiff. What?
He looks a little stiff to me.
What are you saying? He needs to stretch?
Not a lot of flexibility in the hips, Carl. It's a hip pointer.
By the way, let's talk about this for a second.
Ice that up.
What is the stretching routine for Kyle Pitts? These hamstrings keep popping back up, man.
Well, whatever it does, he needs to maintain the details.
Do you think he does yoga?
If there's details to that stretching routine, okay, to paraphrase his offensive coordinator, hopefully he's following those details.
You know what? That's a sneak attack right there. do you think he takes yoga?
He should.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
I can't.
I mean, I could, but I mean,
no.
I used to.
I can't.
Back in the old days in Sandy Springs, I
can't do those.
Did
stretches.
That hot yoga that Dallas Page does? Man, I got to kick your butt. Talk about feeling like a dead meat when you walk out of that joint.
Well, here's the thing: you're in these awkward stretches. You're sweating. I mean, right. You know, the women are looking at you. You're not looking.
Well, no, check that. You're looking at the women.
Well, no, they're looking at you like you slob because you can't stretch like this. And then you know, it's not flattering at all. I mean, you don't look good. Or at least I don't. So I mean, I tried it in.
Girls like looking at what pose is that? That's downward facing hernia.
Correct.
Yeah. There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.